Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman and starring Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Well, he was a butler, you see, and he sent me to university on the proceeds of his radar ears and telescopic eyes. The crew of Troutbridge succumbed to this temptation as quickly as anyone else, particularly when the office door happened to be Captain Poe.
Oh, hello, Heather. I was wondering if... What's going on?
Hi. Yes, leave it to me, sir. Exactly. Troutbridge. Oh, what a disaster every time, sir.
Well, really, so that's it. You're listening to Captain Purvey's conversation. We would be if you'd stop nattering, sir.
I know what you mean, sir. I shan't tell them until the last possible moment. Still, the rest of the fleet should be safe with Tutbridge 1,000 miles away. Goodbye, sir.
Well, all the underhanded... It's contemptible.
Couldn't agree more. Fancy stooping to listen to other people's conversations.
I meant Captain Purvey, not us.
Well, in any case, you listened too.
Well, only because you kept shushing me.
Well, you shushed with the rest of us?
I did not shush.
Who did, you know? 4 times.
I may be a mere woman, but I know when I shush and when I don't shush.
And you shushed.
I did not shush. And even if I did shush, I'm perfectly entitled to shush.
Oh, absolutely, as often as you like.
And you did.
4 times. Shush, 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 and shush.
Good morning, Mr. Phillips. You seem to have a fine head of steam on today.
I have, sir. In fact, I'm liable to blow my top if I don't find out what's behind that telephone conversation. Oh! My foot.
Sorry, pardon, Mr. Phillips.
Well, gentlemen, is your ship ready to put to sea?
Well, she might be, sir.
Yes, it rather, depends.
Depends? Depends on what?
On where they're supposed to be going, sir.
Oh, I can't tell you that yet.
Yes, yeah, well, we knew that. You're not going to tell us until the last possible... My other foot.
Sorry, pardon, Mr. Phillips.
So am I. Now none of my little piggies will be able to go to market.
Well, now, gentlemen, I'm very busy. What was it you came to see me about?
We wanted to ask you, sir, with the next cruise coming up, what should we indent for this time?
What do you mean?
Well, should we draw tropical cot?
A tropical kip, a critical top.
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, you can if you like.
On the other hand, should we draw extra blankets, sir?
Well, if you think they'll come in handy, do, by all means. Just as long as you sign for them, I don't mind what you indent.
In other words, you won't give us so much as a hint as to where we're sailing this time, sir.
In a nutshell, number one.
What? Well, you can't sail in a nutshell. Well, I mean, there wouldn't be enough room, would there?
He's getting worse, you know. Now, get back to your ship, gentlemen. And, if you'll take my advice, you'll ensure that she's completely seaworthy under any condition.
He is, you know. He's warped.
Oh, come along, Mr. Phillips.
Now, let's see. Black 3 on the red 4. Red 5 on black 6.
Oh, hello, Padre. Not often we see you in the wardroom having a bit of a gamble.
Oh, hardly.
just trying my hand at a game of preference.
So I see. Red 9 on the black 10.
So kind, I had noticed, actually.
Sorry, pardon. Care for a drink, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, hello, sir. No, thanks.
Oh, black 2 on the red 3, Partrey.
So kind.
Yeah, red 9 on the black 10.
I was just about to...
Then you can move your red queen onto the black king and put the black 10 onto the red jack.
That was my intention before you pointed it out.
No further news about the clues, I suppose, sir?
Not so far, no. Black 4 on the red 5.
I have seen this.
Then you can, turn up your 8.
Quite.
Of course, there's only one person who's bound to know where we're sailing to. This... Come in!
Oh, excuse me, sir. Sorry to interrupt and all that, of course.
That's all right, Chief. What is it?
Black 7 on the red 8, Padre.
I was just about to...
Then you can bring the jack up to the Queen and move the 2, 3, and 4 onto the 8.
How terribly observant of you.
What's the trouble this time, Chief?
Well, it's my dear white-haired old mother, sir.
He does know where we're sailing.
I don't, sir. At least, not for sure. I've taken the Pertwee pole amongst my relatives, but it's still all guesswork, sir.
What's this got to do with your dear white-haired old mother?
Because I don't even know where we're sailing, sir. I want compassionate leave, sir. She's got the twinging screws again, sir. It's a couple with a fluttering unfortunate. So I thought if I went home now, I might well be able to rejoin the ship the day after she sailed, and what a pity I missed her, sir.
No, Chief. All leave is cancelled.
Just a minute, sir. Black 3 on red 4, Padre.
Yeah.
Not at all. You were saying, Mr. Money, sir?
No, hang on. That gives him a red 4 on the black 5.
Oh, so it does.
I had seen
red 7 on the black 8. That frees the other 8s.
If I could be allowed to...
Now, what was this about the Pertwee pole?
Well, sir, for once, the Pertwees are bewitched, bothered, and... Beg your pardon, Padre. Now, so far, the pole reckons it this way. 29% West Indies. 36% Hong Kong. 15.5% Brighton. 8.5% the Manchester Ship Canal. 2% Benchley's Gravel Pit. 9% don't know.
See, I take it you're amongst the 9% who don't know.
I am, sir, and I don't like it, I don't. I don't like it one tiny bit, not at all, I don't. I don't like it, Black 9 on the Red 10.
They're fine.
I was hoping you'd know something, sir.
Black 4 on the red 5, Padre.
I was just going
yeah,
to...
Yeah, the Jack of Spades on the Queen of Diamonds.
I had already seen
the 4, 5, 6, and 7 of all, up to the ace, and the 3 up to the black pool.
If I could possibly be allowed
Black 2
to...
onto the 3.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
You were saying, Pertwee? Red 7 onto the black 8.
Yes, I'd missed that one.
I hadn't. Much as one appreciates assistance from one's fellow seafarers, one would like to play this game on one day.
Oh, the 5 of clubs on the 6 of diamonds.
Yes, then the 5 and the 6 on the 8 of spades.
Oh, well, fish. And probably posh.
Temper. Hate a bad loser, don't you?
Can't stand them, sir. Red Queen on the... Sorry, pardon?
Not at all. One is supposed to be playing on one's own. So one does prefer to... Red Queen on what?
Third column, Padre. Third column, Red Queen on Black King.
Well, I can't see any... I could kick myself. Kick myself.
Oh, nasty.
Well, now, Chief... As we've no idea where we shall have to sail to shortly, is the ship in first class, Nick?
There's a nasty knock in our floggle-toggle box, sir. A gentle trip out to the Bahamas might work wonders, sir, but point us towards Iceland or the Outer Hebrides. And I wouldn't like to say that we get out of the dockyard, sir.
Yes, I see.
Not that'll worry me, sir. It won't worry me because I shan't be aboard, sir. I'm just on my way to the sick bay to the port that I've been struck down by a vicious attack of the pusillanimous rigidities.
The tuck of the what?
Pusillanimous rigidity, sir. Otherwise known as Matelot's panic, sir. It means that I'm scared, flaming sick.
Well, aren't we all?
Jen, Jack, Queen, King, out! You see, I can do without your terribly well-meaning, but entirely, if you'll pardon the expression, unsolicited help. Oh, joy of me.
With respect, Padre, I think your joy is going to be a bit short-lived. There's one card left under your elbow.
Card under my...
What card is it, anyway?
One moment. It would appear to turn out to be the Ace of Spades. Ace
of Spades. Ace of Spades. Ace of... Ah! Ace of Spades. Permission to desert, sir. If you've got any sense, you'll come with me, sir.
Man the boat, lads. The writing's on the wall. Even out of the lifeboat, lads. But we must be preserved.
Pop that, please.
Now, stop it, Chief. Get below at once and check that floggle-poggle box. Whether you like it or not, this ship must be ready to sail at the moment's notice.
Come in.
Oh, no, not again.
This is outrageous. Do they think I'm a completely dim-witted, half-baked idiot?
If you're referring to the crew of Troutbridge, sir, yes, they do.
Look at this. It's the 15th report of a major mechanical fault they've sent in this week. First the floggle-toggle box, then the clutch slip on the humdrumic gears, then a suspected crack in the logger flange casing. But the only thing they've missed is that they can't undo their mooring hawser because somebody's tied the knot too tight.
Read on, sir.
What? It's unbelievable. The rest of the fleet has sailed. The harbour is completely empty of shipping, with one glaring exception, Troutbridge. And they have managed to keep the civilian dockyard repair gangs busier than they've ever been since 1939.
Well, of course, you'd know all about that, sir. I was only 6 years old at the time.
That has nothing to do with it.
Get me the engineering officer from Troutbridge. I want a word with Lieutenant Queen.
I thought you might, sir. He's waiting in the outer office now.
Then wheel him in at once.
Captain Purvey will see you now, Lieutenant Queen.
Is that a fact? Oh. Lovely piece you've got here, sir. Well, it's impressed me. And I'm awfully difficult to impress.
There was something you wanted, I take it.
Yes, Lieutenant Cree. Will you kindly explain to me how it is that your ship has had more mechanical faults in the last week than any other ship in the Royal Navy?
You mean we've set some sort of a record? Well, that's extremely gratifying.
According to this report, every time you start your engine, the water in Portsmouth Harbour frothes up like a bubble bath.
Oh, you'd heard about that. Most embarrassing. Now, I want you to understand that we would have attended to this somewhat unique phenomenon ourselves. But unfortunately, the lad down in the engine room who understands all the mechanical gubbins or whatever they are hasn't been able to stay around long enough to give the matter his undivided attention.
Oh, he's not ill again.
Isn't it about time he reported sick?
Oh, he would have done. He would have done. Unfortunately, up to now, the distance between the ship and the MI room has proved a sight too far for the lad to cover without him facing a very real problem en route. If only there was some sort of request stop halfway. He might well approach the overall journey with more confidence.
Now, I'll be quite frank with you, Mr. Peake. I am beginning to suspect these continued internal failures are nothing short of sabotage.
The lad's very own words, sir.
I meant the ship, not the lad.
You're going bright purple again, sir. You didn't by any chance have a cheese souffle last night, as well. That's the way you go, you see. Like a rocket 3 minutes later is the rule.
Can't stand any more of this.
Once again, the lad's words, sir.
Mr. Queen, will you shut up? Ben Chasen, put me through to the admiral.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'm going to ask for a board of inquiry to investigate the trouble aboard Troutbridge immediately.
Bridge number one speaking.
Starboard lookout here, sir.
lead in seaman, and when am I going to be a petty officer now, gold teacher? Got your Sperancy uniforms on?
What?
Well, in case you hadn't noticed, sir, Admiral's barge approaching now, sir. I can just about see them chugging their way through the filthy froth we kicked up.
What? Hasn't that settled yet?
Oh, no, sir. Portsmouth Harbour still looks like the top of a glass of stout.
Oh, good gracious.
I thought that'd get you going. Jam-packed full of top brass as well, that barge is. I've never seen so much scrambled egg on hands. Since my uncle died, belted his bowler at one of Aunt Morpeth's half-cooked omelettes.
Where are they now, Goldstein?
Hang on, I'll have another look. Ooh, ooh, they're right, sir. Alongside.
Jolly poor navigating there. Was the Admiral driving?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he was. And you know how he always likes to have a little go? He prefers it to a skiff on the boating lake because he reckons they don't call him in so quickly.
Well, he's certainly had his bobsworth today, hasn't he?
Oh, come along, Mr. Phillips. You must go and welcome them all aboard and take them down to the wardroom.
Well, after sailing through that froth, sir, I think they'd be much happier if you took them to the dry cleaners.
Now, this way, Admiral. Oh, do try to relax, sir. You've sponged down beautifully.
Heavens to Betsy, you don't want a court of inquiry here. You want a decontamination squad. Oh, my word, I'm powerful.
Yes, well, now that you mention it.
Well, I didn't have to mention it. This uniform speaks for itself. Oh, open a porthole, somebody.
Oh, hello, sir. Nice to have you aboard.
There's no need to take the mickey, number one. Right, now, what's the cause of all this nonsense? Where did all that muck and froth come from?
Us, sir. It happens every time we start our engines. I thought that's what the Board of Inquiry was here to find out.
For once, Lieutenant Murray, you're right. Where are the other idiots?
They're just coming, sir.
Right, trot them in. I'll introduce you to the first idiot, and he can carry on from there. This is Captain Hardcastle. All right, carry on, Hardcastle. If you want me for a casting vote, I'll be at the bar.
Right. Let's get sat down and get on with it. I've got a train to catch. Who put what bomb where?
Bomb? Nobody put any... Hey, they didn't, did they, sir?
As far as I know.
Oh, it's one of them four Penneth the Bent Nails in the Baron's jobs, is it? He'll be here for months. You better meet the others. This is Commander Weatherby from security.
Good morning.
Have you settled?
Yes, by Yes.
How do you do, sir? I believe we met once being...
Don't bother, you'll only start him off again. Now, the last member of the board is Captain,
The name is Captain... Atchison! Before we continue this,
investigation,
you must excuse me, but I'm suffering from a particularly
vicious
attack of hay fever.
Oh, what a shame.
You can say that again. On second thoughts, I'd rather you didn't. Now then, how did all this sabotage or whatever it is start?
Well, it all began when we left Troutbridge and went to Captain Povey's office, and we were talking to Wren Chasen about the trouble in her floggle-doggle box.
What's Wren Chasen's floggle-toggle box got to do with you?
Well, I thought she'd blown a fuse. No, that is, it doesn't belong to her.
And what's she doing with it?
Well, she... Well, she borrowed it from Troutbridge. No, I mean, she didn't. We did. That is, well, we were, she was, could we have the next question?
Yes, I've got one. Tell me, Lou,
Lieutenant!
If this
warship
is under
suspicion
of...
Oh, sabotage?
Why haven't you doubled the...
What?
And carried out a thorough and
systematic... inspection!
Being interrogated by a large size aerosol.
You might understand if I've heard it by as I. Would you prefer? Oh, to hell with it, I.
I think I'd like to go up a terribly, terribly high wall.
Wouldn't we all, lad? Wouldn't we all?
Get a move on, you lot. It's high time you'd finished, because the gin has.
We're doing it as fast. Nobody wants to stay long, but I'll go on to Scotch.
If I could make a suggestion...
Here we go again.
I was about to say that I suggest we put a stop to this section of our interrogation and go down below to the engine room and carry out our inspection.
I must remember to wear a sou'wester. There we go. Still, that's the best idea yet. I'll put it in the report. Here, Weatherby, sign this, will you?
Yes, certainly. Here. Under command,
now you, Captain, whatever your name is.
It's Atchison!
I'm sorry I asked. Right, that's it. Hey up. What's this load of scribble, Atchison?
Oh, they're my Christian names!
I can see that, but what are they?
Oh, Lord. They're Ignatius!
Aloysius!
That's done it. We'll not stop him now.
Aloysius!
Go on, one for luck, go on.
Oh, how kind.
Right, that's it. Let's get below to the engine room.
Come along, Winchason, up the gangplank.
After you, sir. Skirts are shorter these days.
Yes, quite. You know what? This really is a red-letter day. Oh, they're actually all on deck waiting for us.
Well, I imagine they're anxious about the result of the inquiry, sir. And their sailing orders.
Obviously. Oh, I am going to enjoy the next few minutes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, sir.
Is it? From my point of view, Chief, yes. It's a very good morning.
He is, you know. He's definitely warped.
Yes, and distorted.
Could we know the result of the inquiry, sir?
Yes, you can indeed.
The official finding unfortunately clears the ship company of causing Portsmouth Harbour to look like an oversized sink full of dirty detergent. It appears that one of the dockyard repair gang accidentally connected a main steam pipe to the main waste pipe. So every time you rang down full ahead boat, you discharged all your washing up and old bath water under pressure.
Oh, nasty.
Yes, with 40,000 SHP turbines belting it out behind you, it was. Very.
We're in the clear, Ranger.
Well, you may be, but I'm not. I was found guilty. And I've been severely reprimanded for borrowing a Froggle Toggle box.
I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Right, gentlemen, well, you've got your sailing order, so Wrench Hasten and I will get ashore and...
Hold it. It's a trap. Petrie's been Shanghai.
Yes, Chief, and it's a do-it-yourself Shanghai. Troutbridge was to have remained in Portsmouth, while the rest of the fleet was 1,000 miles away on their cruise. Now I'm afraid you'll have to undergo sea trials to make sure the repairs are complete.
I don't like it, Petrie. Don't want to go. I'll stuff my socks down the funnel.
Oh, do stop panicking, Chief. We're only going for a sea trial around the Shetlands and the Orkneys.
Oh, well, that won't take...
Mr. Phillips, perhaps you'd better look at your sailing orders again. It's the South Shetland and the South Orkneys, and they are in the Antarctic.
He's distorted.
No, he's not, sir. He's warped.
Right. Well, off you go, gentlemen. Bon voyage. Come along, Ben Chasen. We must get ashore. They've a long, long trip ahead of them.
Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, Heather.
See you when you get back.
If we get back.
Put a light in the window, miss.
Yes, well, a very satisfactory morning. I can hardly believe that I've actually got rid of that shower for the next...
Sorry, pardon.
Start taking notes, then, Jason. Failure to cast off gangway before sailing.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, it's a
Phillips, mind that. Mind that what, sir? Never mind, it's sunk.
To sinking barge and hazarding own ship?
Harbour,
the Stand by, Wren Chasen.
Everybody down!
You got that, Wren Chasen?
Loud and clear, sir.
Right, back to the office. The damage reports should start coming in any minute now.
I have an awful feeling you're right, sir. But look at them. They do try.
Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips have been doing their nuts for the last time in the current series, In the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Lieutenant Queeg was Ronnie Barker, the Admiral was Tenny Levens, and Captain Atchison was played by Michael Bates. Incidental music for the series was by Tommy Riley and James Moody. The announcer was David Dunhill. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.